Welcome back, everybody. This is hour three of Cellular Wisdom Decoded, and it is July 26, 2020. And before we get back into the content of the program, we wanted to announce something very exciting that we have just begun, and that is we have an affiliate program, which means that if you want to share with friends, clients, family, and they register for this program, which they can still do. Of course, you get all the recordings as well as the live sessions, that you will get a 20% commission. And I will put that information in the chat, and we really appreciate that if you're sharing. And we want to just continue spreading the power of this work, and you can see the depth and the value of this. So here's the information. And we just wanted to talk about it briefly in person, and then we'll send you a follow-up email or as well. But this is the basic information for you. And I know we have a lot of questions. We're going to do and some amazing sharing also happening on the chat. And we do also, after we close the third hour, we do an after the class and address all other questions that we weren't able to get to within our 3 hours. And then on Tuesdays, as you probably already know, we have an additional weekly bonus where you can get on with Linda, and she leads us through these powerful things with whatever it is that you have going on. You're welcome to share, talk with her, and Linda will lead you through the entire group with working with these different areas. And you've heard some things already today that have come out of those Tuesdays that we did with the previous program. Linda, did you want to add anything else about either of those before you continue?
Well, it's an opportunity to ask any questions. I always, every time, bring in some teaching, some further, details of the work. And did you start this hour? Did you start the recording?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So where was I? My earplugs weren't in. No, and the thing on Tuesday, what we find is that you don't have to stay the whole time, because you can come in, it's all recorded. But we have some people who, if you can only be there for an hour, or in the first hour or the second hour, let me know. So if you have either questions or parts of the area of the body you want to work with, and then everybody follow, then I will make sure that I get to you in that way. But you do let me know.
And I just want to add in that, every question and every comment is really important, and that there are times when there's information coming in very quickly into the chat. Eleanor and I do our best to get to everything, but we also have a lot in these 3 hours that we want to bring forward in the teachings. And so we do want to answer your questions. It's not because we don't want to, or we don't want to address something. And that's why we've created all of these additional ways of being together. So that's why we did the additional Q&A after what we call the after class on Sundays. And that's why, part of the reason why Linda wanted to bring forward the Tuesdays, so that we could really spend a lot of individual time really bringing people through what is really, really needed, and really address everything that's needed.
Well, and one of the reasons for Tuesdays was the fact that we suddenly had so many people signing up because they had heard my Cellular Wisdom presentation at the Feldenkrais Summit. And we had 1,863 people who wanted information. So I have actually rejoined. I graduated from the first Feldenkrais class, and we're eligible to, because we graduated with Moshe in that class. So I have joined the Feldenkrais Guild again, which I'm thrilled to be in such an amazing group of men and women. It was just really a thrill to be part of that summit and to share that. And I would like to share something Kathleen Jordan you had an experience with the light, which so fits with what we're talking about. And I didn't finish sharing this. I thought I would save it just for this very situation that you had. On the back of this book by Joan C. King, The Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom, in which she starts off the first chapter, Every Cell is a Genius. And scientifically, she explains why she says that. It's really beautiful. And on the back, what changed her mind was a legend that is really has to do with your experience, Kathleen, I believe. And that is that this is a Hindu legend that Joan King, as a neuroscientist, read, and it changed her life. And the legend goes, this Hindu legend, that one time upon the planet, every being had the creative potential of a god, had all the powers that the creator holds. And over time, what happened is that humankind began to abuse the power. And so the head Brahmin called a big powwow, called everyone together and decided, we have to take this power away because it's being abused. Somebody said, so where should we hide it? He said. And someone said, we'll take it to the highest mountain and nobody will ever find it. And head Brahmin said, yes, they will climb there, they'll find it. Another one said, I know, we'll drop it in the deepest part of the ocean. No, said Brahmin. No, they will find it. And another said, well, we'll find the deepest cave and we'll dig deeper, put it deep in the earth. No, mankind is very creative. They'll find it. And so Brahmin said, I know where we'll hide it, and they'll never ever find it. He said, we will hide it inside. And so ever since that time, as the legend goes, mankind has been going up and down and digging in the earth and going in the deepest part of the ocean, always looking for something that was always right here inside. And that's that divine spark, that creative presence, control in every cell in our body. And when we consciously connect with that, that's when we create heaven. That's when we experience heaven on earth. And I've been getting these messages over and over, and I believe this COVID-19 virus gives us this opportunity to find it. When I read this, I thought, you know, well, not everybody's going to believe a Hindu legend. I know there's something in the Bible. And so I called Sage Lewis, and her husband James, he knows the Bible up and down. And he said, yes, look in the Bible, in the King James Version, chapter 17, verse 17, lines 20 and 21. And what it says is the kingdom of God is within and outside of you. It's in all, I interpret this, it's in all of nature. We are one with all of that. And when we get that, that is experiencing heaven on earth. And that is what we're doing in this class. And I would just love it, Kathleen, because your experience was so important. And several of us have had similar experiences. I think it's really important to talk about it and validate it. Both, you know, I would love to hear your experience with that, if you would share that.
Yes. I'm here. Yeah, it was funny. I had gone to a 5-day workshop on one of the Gulf Islands in the west coast of British Columbia. And I was camping out, and I'll just preface this with, during the day, during the workshops, we were trying some movement meditation, which I'd never tried before. I was very open to trying. And so I went to bed probably the second night of this workshop. And I woke up in the middle of the night and realized that there was a light inside the tent that I was sleeping in. And I remember looking over at my now ex-spouse, and he was totally asleep, unaware. I remember thinking, there's no light outside. It's not the moonlight. It's not, there's nothing that can account for this light. And as I was lying there, I suddenly realized and looked down and realized, this light's coming from me. And the other thing I realized was the feeling that I had in that light was of absolute love, no judgment, peace. It was, I was being shown what I, who I really truly was without all my baggage. And I really felt this amazing sense of love for everything, but also for myself. And then I remember thinking, as I was sitting there, it was just basking in it, that I never wanted this feeling to end, that I just wanted to stay in that place. It was just such a, it was just, it's beyond words, really. And I remember thinking I didn't want to fall asleep and I didn't want it to end. And somehow I did fall asleep. I feel like I, you know, it could have been, as far as time is concerned, it could have been a blink of an eye or it could have been several hours. But I, all I knew is I woke up in the morning and I remember asking my ex, did you experience anything unusual last night? And he said, no. So I didn't tell anybody, and I carried on to the workshop that day, and I was sitting quietly in my corner writing notes. And the instructor was Gabor Maté, Dr. Maté. He kept looking over at me. He was way over across the room all day. I kept noticing him looking, and I'm just trying to process what had happened. And as the day wore on, he finally said, Kathleen, I've been watching you all day, and I get the sense you've had a profound experience. Would you like to tell us about it? And I said, why do you think I had a profound experience? And he said, because I've been looking at you all day, and you have such a bright white light around you. It's almost blinding. And so I got up and I shared what I had experienced, just like I am with you. And there were about 70 other participants in the room. And they all turned around and many of them shook their head in agreement that they could see the same thing. I have no idea why that happened to me, but I know that I carried around the afterglow of that for about a month. And out of that came a poem I actually shared in the chat to try to put words to what that experience was. And I have to say that prior to that experience, I had been seeking in many ways. I'd been on a journey trying to figure out what the light was. And I feel like that was my answer, but it's caused me to seek even more after. And that's...
Thank you for sharing that. Because this is, you see, this spiral, this 1 1/4 circle that is actually a spiral that is in all of nature. This is one of the connectors for us to remember that we are reflections of the divine consciousness, of part of all that is. And when we feel that, when we connect with all of this and we acknowledge that amazing, divine spark in every cell in our body, and we accept that, that is when we experience heaven on earth. And one of the things that the things that we have to be careful about when we feel a connection like this, which we all feel, whether we acknowledge it or not, we can also feel the fear. So when we make our boundaries on our bodies and we recognize this as our vessel for our 100 trillion cells of divine consciousness, and we can feel that compassion for all that is, that we can be light. And when we share this, when we dare to share this kind of experience, many of you will very possibly remember situations that you've completely forgotten when you feel that. And this community of people willing to listen, and Farah, you asked about validation, about the spirals. What this work for me is a collection over 50 years of finding these, it's like Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs dropped along this path to find out what is this communication that I was said to, I would develop in my lifetime. And, you know, the fact that I have 22 books in 16 languages, I was asked to do them. It's not like I put them out there. And this coming together in this way, we're here to validate each other, to help us remember who we are. And that each one of us makes a difference. And when we recognize, that what is energy, I love this definition of Greg Braden in his book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. That's one of his many wonderful books. And this concept that energy is every thought we have, every feeling, every emotion, and every belief. And that means, and that's so important to remember what Margine said, and that is you can't have two emotions. So when you release, when you choose love over fear, and it's a choice. Because we're all programmed, and I've done many, many past life regressions. And one of them I saw in my body that we're all programmed, every one of us. And I don't mean that it's just who we are in the human body. We carry in every cell in our body all the fears of all beings, all people, all humans on the planet from the beginning. Just part of who we are. And we can choose to release those and to override the fight, flight, fear, which is very important in some situations, but choose to be able to use our forebrain and come to a place of heart coherence. And I really recommend, if you don't know about Heart Math Institute, just look up Heart Math, HEARTMATH, Heart Math Institute, and look at heart coherence, because that's what we do. Because we've done many measurements, when we do this one in the quarter circle, in the smile and the breath, we come into that place of heart coherence, which is the ideal state for healing. And so when we concentrate, when we have pain or fear, all the stuff that goes on for us, of course, we concentrate, we hold our breath, and we frown as a rule because we're really focused on it. So consciously, that's one of the nine elements, breathe in through the nose and out through pursed lips, and consciously smile to activate the serotonin, the feel-good hormone, and activate the oxytocin. And the light contact has been shown with a study on 2,000 people of the American Massage Association showed that with light contact on the body rather than deep massage, the most oxytocin, the trust hormone, is activated. And Sandy, I should actually do that quote from my sister Robin Hood's, from Robin Bernhardt's study. We should, we'll put that in the membership site so you can see that quote. Now, because I just want to show you before we go into the next phase, can you put up, Sandy, the nine elements? This is a mind map. This is the basis for our work, for the T-Touch. And it's nine elements, and you will learn this over, it's all in the back office, and the back office, and it's all in your membership site. And let us know if you have trouble getting in there. But I just want you today, the basic T-Touch circle, which is the 1 1/4, and that fact that activates, from the studies that we've shown, activates both hemispheres, left and right hemisphere, why that's important. And then the pressures from 1 to 10, and the tempo, how fast or slow we do this, and the pauses, because when you pause, make your one in the circle, quarter circles, and pause, do the circle and send this out to yourself. Just like, feel this, connect with this amazing intelligence, cellular wisdom, divine spark in every cell. When we pause between those circles, that's that famous place of cranial sacral work, the still point. That's when the body is in the ideal state for healing, and that's what we need. This is why this class is about self-healing. You can share it with others, but it's about healing ourselves. And then we go down the connections, posture, the breathing, and this intention, which I already mentioned, and that is the intention is to send a message to the cells. Remember your perfection, meaning at the cellular level. Or if I'm working with someone with fourth stage cancer or someone who can't understand what I'm talking about, remember your perfection. I can say, remember your potential for ideal function at the cellular level. And Fairy, my interest is in the merging of science and spirituality. That's at the heart of T-Touch. And then this last one is the feedback. We're going to be getting into that because the feedback for us for self-help is, you have some place that's bothering you. You just make a, like do a circle and a quarter until it hurts. Ugh. So you know, oh yeah, there it is. And then you go lighter. So I just want to briefly again, and all of you who know this work, to see if there's some other way you might describe it. But I want you to understand when Sandy is talking about her experience, I want you to understand the touches. So we have 1 to 10, this pressure, 1 to 10. Why on earth do we have a 10 pressure when in all the years I've been working, I've only used that 10 pressure maybe on maybe 3 people? But I want you to know, because mostly our T-touch pressures, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about this, not in this class, but as we go along on Sundays, the ideal we use between it, maybe 1 and 3, sometimes 4, because we're talking to that cellular intelligence. We're connecting with this amazing network of, you know, this crystalline collagen continuum matrix network over the whole fascia and through the fascia, this network. And when we just give these lightest T-touches, that's when we can connect at that level. When we go deeper, that's a whole other thing. So just so you get the 1 to 3, just briefly again. And what I do is support the elbow to get it with one hand. I put my thumb on my cheek and I take my glasses off. Yes, I already did. And I move the skin on my eyelid in a circle and a quarter with the lightest possible movement. Contact, rather. Lightest possible. And that's our 1 pressure. There is a lighter even than that. But let's just go to your arm now. And I always connect at the same place between the wrist and the elbow. I put my thumb underneath like this, looks like that. So my thumb is a connector for my fingers. And I'm just going to make the tiniest movement, because with the 1 pressure contact, I can just do the tiniest, tiniest movement. And that's your 1. Now, that's Eleanor was probably using a whisper, even a little less than that, when she was talking about her scalp, just like in such tension. So now you need to know a 3, because a lot of people, I want to feel that. Like when I do my arm, this is double fracture here of my humerus and the elbow. Up here, I'm using a 3. On the elbow, where I've got a plate and 5 screws, it's a 1. So I want you to get to 3, and then you'll have an idea. 3, go back. I support the elbow just so I don't have the tension. And connect with my thumb. And now I'm going to find my cheekbone. Not just go imagine like under that amazing skin that we have. Whoa. There, feel the bone, feel the outline of this cheekbone. And my middle finger is my longest. I'm going to move the other fingers, just allow them to go with it. But I'm really feeling with my middle finger all the way around, 1 1/4 time around, clearly. And now I go back to that place between wrist, elbow, thumb under, curve my fingers, soften them. And the same contact I had there to feel the bone clearly all the way around, that's your three. Now, to go deeper, which we, in all of the work for self-help, it's rare that I go deeper. There are times, however, when my body really wants more. So I go, if I want deeper work, I tip my fingers up and go straight in. Straight in, thumb and forefinger. And when I go moving that tissue with like twice as much pressure as I did with the three, and that's your six. You can imagine like anything, like massage. The normal massage starts at about a 6 or 7 pressure. That's what the average person wants. And that's why, like on my body, man, I don't want that because my cells are, and most of you Feldenkrais practitioners, you certainly won't want that heavy work on it because we're going for the nervous system with the Feldenkrais or talking to the body in a different way. And with T-Touch, you know, we're connecting with the cells. So with that in mind, what I'm going to ask you to do is, Sandy, you have this beautiful experience of connecting with your body and transmuting that into light. And I'm going to ask you to share that with us and lead us through it as you go.
Yeah, and what prompted this particular range of exploring with my own liver was actually in March at the very beginning of my state shutting down in California and all the things that were going on with COVID and listening to updates and feeling a whole range of emotions like everybody. And one of the things that I was noticing is that my liver was feeling sensitive to touch. And I started exploring connecting with my liver in a way that I hadn't before. So for those of you who are not so familiar with anatomy, and I'm not saying I'm an anatomy expert by any stretch of the imagination, but under your ribs, if you feel where your ribs are on the right side, up underneath your breast and down to the bottom of your ribs and all the way towards the back is actually this amazing organ that we all have, the liver. It weighs a few pounds. I don't know exactly how much, but if you were to hold it, it's actually fairly large given the size of our bodies. And so I realized that I had a range of emotions, as I said. Part of it was anger. And I was also, it was like, I was feeling agitated and I was feeling frustration. And I came in, started doing T-touches. I guess I should change my camera here. You won't be able to see my whole face. And embracing my liver, because in the past, when I had connected with my liver, which I had done before and felt, you know, my liver hold, according to Chinese medicine, the liver holds anger and frustration and resentment and jealousy and a lot of the emotions along those ways, I had been coming in from the perspective of, I need to fix this. I need to get rid of what's bad. I need to get it out. I need to clean it out. And this time was very different. So I started asking questions as I was coming in with T-Touch, looking and asking, where's their light? And it was fairly murky and agitated. And when I came in, and I know that the liver is a filter, it processes so much, it processes toxins. And I experienced that it was very fiery, like very active, which was that correlates with those emotions of anger and frustration and so forth. And I held an intention of wanting to transmute the what was in here, of wanting to be present with it, but not stop at the story of it, not just stop at feeling for the sake of feeling it, but I wanted to understand what was underneath it. And I started to get that there was love in here, and that I could feel loved even though I was feeling angry or upset or agitated, that I not only can I feel love, but that I can receive love. I am love, because in our world, there was so much division happening, right? As can, you know, often is happening. And as an empath, I can take in way more than just me, like I know a lot of people can and do. And so I was taking in way more than just me. And so I started exploring with different parts of my hand, what felt right, what felt good. I was using the side of my palm, and that felt pretty specific. So I started, and not really what my liver actually wanted. That didn't feel as compassionate in the moment, right? Because if I looked at anger, it's like, well, it's okay to feel. And underneath that, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear about my own personal safety. There was a lot of fear for family. There's a lot of fear for friends, community, for what was happening in the world. And of course, we've all been experiencing fear in different ways. And so I was like, well, I know T-Touch helps to release fear at the cellular level. And my liver still wants, either like the chimp will go over this at another time, but just feeling my knuckles, because that was a way that my arm, and go ahead and do this for yourself as I'm doing it, explore and connecting in. And that felt good. But when I bring my hands together, like a heart hug over the liver, right? The heart hug, we have both hands over our heart chakra and do 1 1/4 circles. First of all, that just felt good, talking about all this agitated things, right? And coming back in and bringing that same quality and sense to 1 1/4 circle, whew, I can feel the emotion underneath it. I can feel the tenderness, right? So here's a connection with my liver physically, like around here in my lower area. And somebody said earlier that they saw who had polio when they were born. And I wanted to make note of this, or after they were born, that they noticed that the lower part underneath their rib cage was not as bright. That could be the liver area. And so I was feeling some tenderness over to the right-hand side. It's not feeling that way now, but when I connect in from a place of curiosity, I can feel tenderness in a more vulnerable way than what often covers over that of angst or upset or agitation or irritation or anger, right? And it it gives me ongoing, because I do this every morning now, a whole different experience and connection and ways of connecting with my liver, that our liver does so much for ourselves all the time. The air that we breathe, the foods that we take in, the thoughts that we think, everything processes through this organ. And so I started asking, what would it feel like if this felt vibrant?
Interesting.
That was a really different experience. And it, like, it went from just feeling like, it took my experience literally to a whole other range. So if you ask that right now, like when I ask that, it the question of itself sparks that light in my cells. And it helps connect into like this one, and there's, we've had such great discussions today about this 1 1/4 circle. And I've spent a lot of time drawing and painting spirals, 1 1/4 circles, the T-touch, the circle itself, and painting it and finding the colors in it and letting myself like enter into that spiral, letting myself enter into that. It's a sacred geometrical shape, and form grows out of this. And so it takes us back to Deepak Chopra's quote that Linda said from the Uncommon Prayer Book, that when we consciously connect, so we're consciously bringing our awareness and contact into this region, and when we use and apply and enter into that spiral, not just going through the motions of it, but really, where does that spiral take us into that cell, which is that bridge into the divine spark, into the realm of infinite possibilities, into where shape takes form. And so I believe, and I've experienced this, our cells change, our experience changes. And so I don't know if our genetic coding can change. I believe we definitely can have an effect when we can. Scientifically, I don't know that, but from my experience, I feel that. And so I can feel it go back generations of how things have been housed and brought forward into my own lineage, into my own life. And Linda, do we have a few minutes to... Do you want to add anything, and also to do any journaling about this?
I think what would be helpful at this is that, because this whole fear is so important, and this concept that this aggression we may feel comes from a place of a fear. I mean, that's one of the bases of our work with animals. And whether we see aggression in ourselves or in our animals, that the concept that this comes from a place of fear and is affected by the liver is such an important possibility. And I think it would be great to have some questions and sharing at this point. And maybe you just suggest that they do some journaling after this, and then share it on the Facebook site. And if you don't like to do Facebook, you can send it to Kirsten, and she will put it in on the Facebook chat so that we can have more of this, just so we've got more time, perhaps.
Yeah, and while we're waiting, Eleanor, if you can watch if somebody's got a hand raised or a question in the, or an experience in the chat about journaling, the reasoning for doing this, of writing down your thoughts, of jotting down like doodle images, not like bringing in the shapes, what are the colors? Let yourself really explore that in your journaling, that it is comforting. It is balancing in our brain. It balances both sides of our brain. It brings through the logical as well as the creative and intuitive. And it is a part of, bringing that experience out just from an internal experience. It helps to bring it out with us, and it brings it into the physical realm in a whole different way. And you can do so much exploration, connecting in your body and jotting things down, and then reconnecting in again and jotting things down. It's so potent.
And Sandy, what I'd like to say to you all, when you start writing like this, you'd be amazed at what comes. I mean, who I am and what I have to share, had I not trusted and written it all, I wouldn't have it. Because often I'll write something and I am absolutely amazed at what I wrote. And like the fig tree that has gone to, it's in many, many books, that fig tree message that we showed you that's on that fig tree. That has gone, it's in so many other people's books that they've quoted this. Now, had I not written that as it happened to me, I wouldn't have it. And then I shared it when I got home with a friend and I didn't even notice it. And my friend said, Linda, you have to share this. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in groups where, you know, you get something and share it, just like some of you have shared here. And it makes a huge difference to someone else. And that's why the sharing does make a big difference, because it's energy that not only you're holding in yourself, but you put out to others. And it's this sharing that we have here. At first, you know, if you're not used to the group and you don't know us all, that's why it's just so valuable to open your heart and share this. So Sandy, you're so good at the imaging and all. I'm good at just writing down what I get and sharing this. And
there's a really interesting question from Chanel, and I don't know if I logically have the answer to it, but it's, she asked, and then I have one more piece that I want to bring in that's just very brief, but came to me this week. She says, when you spiral into form, are you spiraling into the fear, imagining vibrance, and this increases the light? I'm actually, for me, and this would be good for you to explore for yourself, for me, what feels best is, like, the question literally was my connecting into that infinite field, and that question popped into my mind of, what does vibrancy feel like? I wasn't going into the fear when I asked that question. And when I asked the question, my cells got happy and they lit up. And so it's a different way. It's a transmuting. It's a different way of processing. Because you're entering into that bridge that shifts everything. That's what the spiral does. You don't have
that bridge is important. What you just said, you're entering into that bridge.
Yes. Yeah.
And if I may address that, because we have a choice. And the Dalai Lama says it very clearly. I mean, you can choose happiness. It has been my experience in the regressions that I've done. I choose to know that I, because I've seen it, I am, as we all are, we're programmed with all that fear. But my choice is not to choose that. My choice is to simply choose to see that divine consciousness, that genius in every cell in my body. And where I focus is what I'm going to get. And that is a conscious focus. I choose to see the light. And the T-touch, that 1 1/4 circle, happens to be a connector. And the fact that we're putting our hands on in a loving way, you can feel the fear and then you can release it. And the 1 1/4 pause and 1/4 back seems to have a different effect. Mm-hmm. on the release of fear or pain.
Linda, yes. Can you talk about transmuting, the word you use and the descriptor that you use for transmuting the fear with the light?
Well, this is what Sandy, what we were talking about when we got ready for this class, because we spend probably about 6 hours, the three of us, preparing for these each Sunday. And it's really fascinating. We were talking about that fear because we all have it. Now, we don't kill it or darken it or whatever. We can choose to transmute that fear to light. Remember that fear has been essential for our survival in many situations. It's essential. And yet, what's our choice? We can choose, and with this spiral, quarter circle, we can choose to transmute it and simply shift it and turn it to light. And because we have that creative energy of the universe within us, that's what we connect to. It's not our ego self, it's our choice to connect with that amazing, yeah, creative energy within every cell in our body.
And the word transmute, the definition actually is to change in form, nature, or substance. Yeah. And one more thing that I discovered, and that is I was feeling like my liver was this community. And so it's like I've started to think of it as a community of cells, a community of tissue, a community of functioning and coordinating. And like I, in that sense of vibrancy, it's like I welcome a sense of vibrancy in my liver. And when I look back historically, I can see how my liver has been challenged most of my life, right? And then I got, first of all, just feeling it as a sense of community feels like relieving to me. And then I realized, oh, well, the vagus nerve system, which we'll go into in another class in more detail, the vagus nerve system actually connects into the liver, but it also connects to all different parts of our body. And it connects into like the primary master gland in the center of our forehead. And I was like, oh, so my liver is part of the community of this vessel. Oh, and that, like my eyes got clear and my senses got clear when I, and it was like this alignment happened inside of me that was very different when I was only feeling my liver in and of itself, which of course is beneficial, but it's like, we need the community of all of this vessel, of all of this human functioning in this vessel, in connection with the divine, with that divine spark. Whew. Yeah, and every time I consciously bring my attention to this, my body feels so much better. It's amazing. And I can see, because it takes a very conscious contact to do it, and the difference between when I'm not focusing on it and when I am, that I'm not, my system is not used to that function of that deeply connected, aligned, like staying there in this alignment, right? And so that's good information. That's like, oh, this is a good practice.
And one of the things that the questions that came up, Glenn from Botswana, you can't find a suitable link. It's the golden, it's the golden ratio that you will find it. That's where you'll find it, the golden ratio. And this idea of just this, it's our experience from, I mean, literally thousands of case studies that we have, that we can release pain and fear. And it's also our experience as Eleanor said she got the connection that we can reach out and do these tea touches from a distance, and we can be with our loved ones at a distance. And we had a wonderful, wonderful experience in one of our Tuesdays live with Linda last month when Lois's sister was in the hospital and nobody could be with her and she was passing. And Lois was able to connect with her and then share with us, which is so beautiful. And Lois, I would like to put that up because Lois came on and shared all the things about her sister, like it was a memorial. And it was really beautiful. And you can just put yourself there and be there. And when you're in that state, that's measurable. It's, you're in gamma when you're reaching out to touch someone else or be with someone who is in a situation where they're alone. And when I do that, I put my hands on myself as though I was connecting with the other person. And Sandy, this is so beautiful to connect with this liver in this way, because you know, it's such an important part of us. And
it is, and I think that it of note is also the importance of the liver in our immune systems and our immune functioning. So that's really, during these times in particular, it's always important, but especially during these times. Yeah.
And say why, because of all the fear that we're holding, that we're loading the liver with this emotional stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and I believe the more vibrant our liver is, the healthier we will feel, the stronger our immune system will be. And the more we can, as Linda said, that conscious contact and connection really makes such a big difference.
Questions. Let's just take a few comments or questions. And Glenn, if you have a few minutes after, in the next, I'll go deep into I'll tell you how you get the tan touch. You wanted to know what is it, how come we only, you know, talk about basically 1 to 4. Same thing with our animals, rarely more. Questions.
Linda, do we want to end here since it's 10 minutes after the hour and then start a new one?
Yes, let us do that. Yes. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do with this closing of this is to, if you will take some time in this time between the next month, but also if you can join us even for an hour or two on Tuesday, and that we can go deeper into all of this, and know that in your back on your membership side, and if you need help with this, let us know, so that we can guide you and help you access more of this material. But just let's just finish with this. Going, and it's the awe factor, it's the wow factor. It's like, whoa, hello, body. This is just amazing. This possible, and I do the lightest possible tea touches, just the barest, lightest possible down my body, and outline the body with these touches. And so that I'm connecting with this container that is a vessel for my soul. And I can imagine this. And this is something I recommend you do every morning. You can do it in the shower. Some people do it before they get up. And we've had people say, oh, I can never wake up in the morning. But when I even just do the parts that I can touch and imagine the rest, I'm present when I get up. Remember the heart hugs. And anytime you feel, during this time, you feel stressed or, whoa, you get these looping thoughts, just move the tissue in 1 circle and a quarter, always starting from the bot toward the 6 o'clock, toward the ground. Smile, activate the serotonin. Nice deep breaths, and bring something, a concept for which you are grateful. Blessings. And I look forward to those of you who stay on for at least part of the next, whatever is you have time for, wish we'll continue now in the question and answer period. And I hope to see you on Tuesday. Aloha.